Hey everybody, welcome to Monday's New in 22. Acts chapter 7 is an incredibly important account as we learn about the first Christian martyr after Jesus' death and resurrection. Now on Friday in chapter 6, we met this man named Stephen, a Grecian Jew who was chosen to help lead the food ministry for the believers. But this ministry for him was short-lived, as Stephen also, we learn in chapter 6, had been gifted with other things that led him, like Jesus, before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council. Now we learn back in chapter 6 also that people brought false charges against him, and he was asked at the beginning of chapter 7 if the charges were true. Doesn't this sound familiar with Jesus? Stephen seizes the opportunity to give these Bible scholars a review of most of the Old Testament, starting with Abraham. Talked about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, the family of Joseph moving to Egypt in a time of famine. And then we learn 400 years later from Stephen. This is a great review for the Old Testament, that these Hebrews in Egypt had grown so numerous that they were enslaved by Pharaoh. He reviews the wandering and deliverance of the Hebrews by God under the leadership of Moses. And then he talks about this mobile church that they had used in the Old Testament called the Tabernacle. It was a portable church. And this is a church that they carried through the desert. This is a church that even under the leadership of Joshua they used. But he speaks about the fact that they didn't have a permanent place of worship. So he talks about King David, and that King David wanted to build a temple and God didn't let him. But he did let his son Solomon build the temple. And now we see Stephen. So to this point, Stephen is simply regurgitating information that all of these Old Testament scholars, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Jewish council called the Sanhedrin, they knew everything that Stephen had just said. And then Stephen crosses the proverbial line. And there's two things that I see in this passage that he does that lead to his stoning and death. The first is that he quotes the Old Testament, but he says the Most High, which is God, does not live in houses made by human hands. So these people, their temple was everything to them. In fact, their religion centered around the temple. But remember, the curtain of the temple was torn. Jesus, the final high priest, had negated the old sacrificial system. And these Pharisees and Sadducees were not about to accept this. And then Stephen gets even bolder. Verse 51, he says, "You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You're just like your ancestors." And then he goes on to say that you betrayed and murdered the righteous one, the Christ, the Messiah, Jesus. It was those comments that led to the stoning to death of Stephen. There's two more things I want to point out to you today. They drag him outside the city gates and they began to stone him. And we see in verse 58 that the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. We know him as Paul, the writer of about 2/3 of the New Testament. At this time, he is a great persecutor of Christians, but this is the first time we meet Saul, later to be known as Paul. One other thing that I want to point out to you, and I'm sure you'll notice this, but I think it bears talking about, verse 60. Stephen fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. Isn't that reminiscent of what Jesus said when they hung him on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Stephen was a man after Jesus. He was a man who followed Jesus's everything that Jesus did and meant and was. Stephen showed his faith in Jesus by the way he handled himself, by the boldness he showed. Jesus's example as he was being killed was followed by the first Christian martyr, Stephen. This is a man who plays a great role and great significance in the start of the church, because we're going to see in tomorrow's reading that the stoning of Stephen actually led to some great things. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.